Hi, good morning. The Lord bless you real good this day. We've been looking at Psalm 78. It's a history psalm. And when you read the psalm, you get that sense. It's not simply a recounting, though, of historical events. But there are in this psalm real lessons that we can learn from if we would take time to read it. I haven't got the time as such to read it for you all, but take time and read Psalm 78. But let me just read again verses 1 for you. And the psalmist comes to the people of Israel, God's people, and he says, "Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, in his instruction by numerous examples. I will utter dark sayings of old that hide important truths, which we have heard of and known, and our fathers have told us of." So there are lessons in this psalm that we can learn from if we would take time to read and study it. Real lessons here. The psalm, in one sense, in fact, is quite depressing. That here we find the psalmist declaring to God's people and reminding them of the things of God and what God has done for them and how God has been good to them. Oh, beloved, it's so like us. We soon forget how God's been so good. We're all guilty of it at times. We really are. One thing goes wrong. One thing doesn't go our way. And we think everything's went wrong. Why God? Why God? Why God? And we've got to keep reminding ourselves of the things and the times and the way that God has brought us through. We're here today as a testimony to the goodness of God and to the things of God. And we need to keep reminding ourselves, just like the psalmist had to come and remind God's people how good God was to them. How long-suffering he was to them. And so, in one sense, this psalm is kind of depressing. Looking at the stubbornness, the rebellion of Israel, which teaches us what's in our own hearts. But at the same time, the psalm inspires hope in the hearts of the believers. Just how long-suffering our God is. And we need to be reminded of that as well. So thank God he is long-suffering. As we go through this psalm and pick out certain things from it, I just trust that you'll be reminded, I'll be reminded of how good, how long-suffering our God is. He never fails. He never lets us down. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a long-suffering God. And we need to be reminded of that. And we can learn some good lessons from these people, from this psalm, that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what we're going through today, he never changes. He'll never let us down. He's a loving God, and he never changes. Father, we thank you for that tremendous truth. And we just pray, Lord, in these days that lie ahead, no matter what comes our way, No matter what befalls us, we have a God who cares, who is long-suffering, who is good all the time, and you never change. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.